conversation number 38-86, portion of a telephone conversation between the President and John D. Ehrlichman. This portion was recorded on April 17, 1973, between 2:39 and 2:40 p.m.
John.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to interrupt your statement,
Sorry,
but I just wanted to be sure to check the points you want with Peterson to be in just 5 or 10 minutes. So, one, no immunity. However, I would say for any of the top three.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, so that I can, it sort of appears that if you want to give it to Strawn, that's okay. See?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that's a good line?
I think that's good. All right. Any of the people in the 4 points as I wrote them down were to inform him that you were making a statement.
Yeah, that I've got.
Your policy with regard to suspension and firing,
which is charges or indictment.
Indictment for suspension and firing for conviction, which will be in the statement that I'm drafting.
Wait a minute.
You'll tell the press that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then, privately, to him, your policy with regard to immunity for top people.
Yeah. And leak
to
the grand jury.
I wouldn't limit it to three. I'd say any top person, like Dean or up.
Yeah. That's right. I'll say, now, as far as a fellow like Strawn, that's fine. Do what you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that strengthens a position.
Coulson, Dean, anybody of that kind, no dice.
But he's mentioned these four to me, I'll just say that.
And then, fourth, the leaks out of the grand jury. And we'll put it to him whether he doesn't think that later exposure would prejudice the whole investigation and whether or not he shouldn't withdraw at an appropriate time.
Charges.
So a replacement can be obtained.
Charges and that I'm going to follow a policy of accepting resignations and charges or indictment. Is that it?
No, of a suspension on indictment and a resignation on conviction.
Oh, of course, that's right. But everybody would know that. Suspension on indictment. And resignation on refusing to cooperate.
Right? Or conviction.
Yeah.
Right.
And what about charges? Charges. I mean, remember we had that gray area.
Well, you'll have to reserve the right, depending on the seriousness of the charge.
Yeah. And I'll say, if there's a serious corroborated charge,
then you want him to bring it to you, and you'll reserve judgment on the individual case.
Fine. Okay. Good.
This concludes the Abuse of Government Power segments for conversation number 38-86.